Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jarz and Louie.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Hey, Crows fans. Jarz and Louie here from Triple M's Rush Hour 104.7, The number one show in town. The Crows, how good, big man. You've come in with scarf and beanie on today. You're up and about.
Very proud of the boys, Lulu. They destroyed a downhill skiing Richmond football side with pure magic, pure class. And that coach, Donnie Pike, he's a master. He's an architect.
He certainly is. 76-point thumping, 30 shots to 5 after quarter time.
Stop it!
Playing a bit of cat and mouse early on, I think the Crows boys. Enjoy this. Rory Laird, my boy.
You love him.
Who, honestly, if he doesn't make All-Australian this year, and I'm talking to you, Warren Tredd. Now, 2 years as a bridesmaid in the squad, his form so far this year only being shaded by Rory Sloane.
He can't get snubbed this year.
Can't.
Lulu.
I'm going to lock him in right now. All right. Sit back and enjoy the podcast, Crows fans, and little Rory Laird, my boy. Isn't he good? Good.
Go, Crows.
Could be an emotional catch-up, I think, with the great man who's gone missing from our radio and TV screens through induced semi-retirement. As I welcome a man who, by the looks of him, has taken the lid off things here in the studio. I speak of Mr. Five-time, two-time, Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. Welcome to Monday, Juice.
G'day, Louie. Good to have you back in the studio. G'day, Sean. G'day, Adelaide. G'day, football world. What a magnificent message was sent last night at Adelaide Oval. Donnie Pike, you know what he's doing? He's painting a portrait, a beautiful, beautiful portrait on how to win a grand final.
Layer upon layer upon
he's
layer upon layer.
He's an absolute architect. It's gorgeous to watch. It was gorgeous to watch, Luke.
Isn't it amazing what difference an hour can make, Murph? Let's just roll back the clock to around about 2:30. Juice Waltz is in, yelling out to everybody all and sundry here in our open-air platform-type staffing scenario. I booked my flight, my accommodation. You can lock it in now. We're doing the show out of Melbourne for the entire week. He goes, yep, that's it. We're done. We're in. We'll lock us in right now. Adelaide Crows are in the grand final. Beanie on, scarf on, and lid well and truly blown off Kim Jong-un style. Just going berserk, you.
Oh, Lou.
Not a humble bone in your body.
You loved it. You were there calling for Triple M.
I was very impressed with it. Good thing I've got this bloke on my side to pull you back into line.
We know there's a long way to go. I mean, we've had a great start to the season, but we're at round six. You know, there's still 16 home and aways and whatever after that, so there's a lot of work still to be done and a lot of ground still to be covered.
Understand that.
Expect a phone call from Pikey too.
No,
given where you're at.
Richmond. Honestly. Hey, Richmond, you're this.
I mean,
full of hot air.
We're all completely aware of the Richmond myth.
Dinkum.
The myth, but I did
it's
love.
A myth.
I love the style that they rubbed their noses in it. I loved it. I loved every single second
Daniel
of it.
Daniel scares like half of the footy size around the country.
Adelaide Crows had a big thumping win over, and I'll say it, Pretenders Richmond yesterday.
Yeah, they are.
50-odd thousand, two jars packed it in for the twilight fixture. No surprise to me, no surprise to you, no surprise to the family. This young man continues his great line of form. I'll talk about my boy, Rory Laird. Laird joins us. Welcome, Laird.
Hey, boys, thanks for having me on.
Oh, mate, well played. Personally, we'll get to that in a moment, but from a team perspective, challenged big time in that opening 30 minutes, but we're able to turn it around and get on your bike and just really rub their noses in it.
Yeah, so they came out firing and it was a really hot contest at the start of the game. They were sort of on top of us early and we were lucky to be that close to them in the first quarter. I think we only had about 7 or 8 inside 50s.
Lady, quarter time when you got into the huddle, your coach, what were some of his key words to you boys to focus on going into that second quarter? Because, mate, he's a smart tactician, old Pikey.
Yeah, so it sort of came down to, he spoke about fundamentals around the contest, getting the ball forward, putting pressure on them.
Mate, elite running yesterday. Attacking and defensive running is as good as I've ever seen. Now, the handball chain is great to watch, and then that last kick inside 50 is as good as I've seen the last 5 years.
We've had a lot of practice of that over, you know, when Pikey came in his first summer, it was all about honing our skills, and then this year was sort of built on top of that, didn't go away from that, and worked it on team defence, and now it's just through repetition, I think. We're really clean around the contest.
Hey, Lady, tell me about your new midfielder, Sam Jacobs. He looks to be able to read the play very, very well. Get on the outside and use his speed.
No, his game was phenomenal. I think he was definitely, you know, an extra midfielder. He had 26 touches or whatever it was. He's been unreal this year. So.
It's good he's sneaking forward. He's working hard back. He asked the question of Nan Curvis left, right and centre. It was just a cracking game of footy. Then there's yourself, Letty, and we know there's a goal-kicking competition between the back six. Smitty's been able to get on there. Look, my boy sneaks on down late, Juice,
what
gets
happened?
A little handball, then just gets shut down with closing speed of the Richmond defender and has to up and under it, Letty.
Oh,
what's going on? I thought you were going to bomb from downtown.
Oh, mate, I got the handball and I thought one thing, the Richmond defender read me, so I had the handball that Tommy mentioned. And
just killed me.
Letty, Richmond boys on the lip early, or they obviously just had to go quiet once you dismantled them in that next three quarters? What was much said out there by the Richmond boys early?
No, it was more of them just sort of pumping each other up, and I think they knew that they were sort of on top half pretty early, and no, I didn't really say too much to us after that. I don't think you can say too much when you're down by 60 or 70 points.
Letty, right now 6-0, flying along at the moment. A lot of groups will be taking credit for where you're at. So as a back six, there's the midfielders, there's the forward line through Texan and Carl kicking all these
coaching
goals.
Coaching staff.
You know, I just like to think, you know, and having played a bit down back, unlike Juice, who never really got out of the back end of the square, except for maybe a cheap kick in and kick to self to get a number. Jake the Snake Lever, Brody Smith.
Yeah.
What about Lukey Brown refusing to play piggy in the middle at the end and just making Richmond look silly in the goal square? You blokes should be taking all of this credit right
now. It starts from the midfield.
No, it does not.
It starts from the engine room,
you,
Lou.
You blokes lose it to get it back to Lanny and the boys, and they fix it up.
Yeah,
take credit, mate.
The back line's working really well. We're all playing our roles.
Is it like little gangs, Lady? Is it gangs at training where you're back?
Gangs of New York.
You're hanging out, and this is our territory, and don't cross.
Yeah, stingy bastards.
And I don't want part time midfielders coming down who's come sneaking down and play seventh defender.
We're down here to play a hole.
And Eddie Betts and Charlie, just because you're the weapon come off the back into the square doesn't mean you're a defender or part of the back six.
Yeah, well, we actually get to get headed to that this summer. You know, we're playing them, and you've got Lynchy on the lip, and George and Charles and all that. And I like to think of myself as, you know, a pipeline midfielder as well. So, but no, we're pretty tight down there. Sort of got a lot of synergy playing with each other at the moment.
Now, last one for me is D-Mac found his nose. That thing spread by Nate the Tank.
It's still on our level.
Jeez.
He put me down a few times too, Nate. I had a target on my back for about... He got me twice in about a minute. I was rocked about a bit. But
someone tried to call a high shot, and I said, that's Lady's natural height.
Yeah, I think I hit his hip or something. I'm not sure what it was.
Good boy.
Oh, mate, you're in
proud
outstanding
you,
touch. Team's in outstanding touch. We're enjoying the ride, mate. I hope you guys are as well.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks for having me on.
There he is, soon to be all Australian, Rory Laird.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Giles and Louis.